Hey, let's do one on a gentleman by the name of Miguel, Miguel. Last name is Penati, that's P as in Paul, E-N as in Nancy, A-T-E. Date of birth, 1/23/47. Today is, what is today? Today is the 3rd, of course. No, 4th. This is a 75, history of present illness. This is a 75-year-old gentleman who was admitted to a medical center at Kingwood with COVID pneumonia, subsequent bilateral effusion, respiratory failure, developed staph aureus sepsis. Patient has had very slow response to treatments, period. He has a PEG tube in place, Foley catheter, a PICC line, which he's still continuing to receive 2 grams of Rocephin on a daily basis at this time, period. New paragraph, patient has lost tremendous amount of weight, required high dose, high flow oxygen, which has now been discontinued at home. Also developed a penile infection, muscle wasting, protein calorie malnutrition, and subsequently has been sent home with hospice care. Period. Patient currently is not able to swallow. He has severe muscle wasting of the lower extremity and has developed severe disability and weakness of upper and lower extremity. Recent CT scan showed bilateral pleural effusion. Patient is very weak and is having a hard time clearing his secretions and has issues with rattling in his lungs. He also is diabetic and blood sugars are around 200 to 240 at this time, off insulin on Glucerna via PEG tube, period. Social, he was never a heavy smoker or drinker. He was a construction worker. He's married, has children, lives in Cleveland, Texas. Vaccination status, never been vaccinated for COVID. Allergy, none. Medications include MIDODRINE 5 milligram and pravastatin, which was discontinued today. Family history, wife doesn't know much about his family history. Allergy, none. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol. Had brain surgery 3 years ago because of an intracranial bleed. And prostate cancer, status post Da Vinci robotic prostatectomy, which had left him incontinent, period. New paragraph, review of system. Patient currently is bedbound, has a Foley catheter in place, PEG tube with a clean insertion site, and a PICC line with a clean insertion site right upper extremity, period. He currently receives 4 to 5 cans of Glucerna a day with 16 ounces of water 2-3 times a day. Wife was instructed on how to check residuals before feeding to keep patient from aspirating, period. On the medication, also put Rocephin 2 grams daily at this time. Let's see. Blood pressure is 106 over 70, 95, 16, 82, 95% oxygen. Patient currently on room air, 82 is heart pulse, heart positive, still distant heart sounds, lungs, shallow breath sounds, ronchi, coarse breath sounds, lots of secretion. Patient is able to clear his secretions half the time. Neck shows severe muscle wasting, positive carotid upstroke, neurological, he has contractures upper and lower extremity, unable to move, has a Foley catheter in place, has a diaper in place, is a total ADL dependent, and is bladder and bowel incontinent. PICC line on the right arm appears clean. PEG tube is in place. Abdomen is scaphoid and soft. low extremity shows no edema, no redness, no sign of DDT noted. Skin shows decreased turgor. Assessment here, we have a 75-year-old gentleman, status post-COVID pneumonia, number one. Number two, bilateral effusion. Number three, patient is very much hospice appropriate, expected to do poorly and live less than 6 months. Next number, sepsis via gram-positive cocci on Rocephin, 2 grams a day. Next number, penile infection resolving. Next number is Foley catheter in place. Next number is PICC line in place. Next number is PICC tube in place. Next number, does not require any O2 at this time. Next number, bilateral COVID pneumonia. Next number is muscle wasting. Next number is protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next number is total ADA dependency. Next number is bowel and bladder incontinence. Next number, overall prognosis is poor. Next number, patient's care was discussed with his wife with the help of Wendy, our translator. Next number, also the wife had a lot of questions regarding feeding him. We explained to the patient and to the wife, patient's wife, that he's too weak to eat, and do not attempt to feed patients because it will end up causing aspiration and choking. Wife understands. Son is present as well. That's it. Thank you.